Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It is your sports bros. My name is Isaac. Hello.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there. Right
here. Dude.
Schulte is here, filling in admirably for the deceased Ryan Buckley.
The Schnitzel Wolf.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Yeah, it is a happy Halloween, isn't it? Although the rain is coming.
Yeah. Schulte, are you hosting another Halloween party?
No, not this year. We decided to go out dancing tonight. So we're just having kind of a few friends over tomorrow night. We had a big Halloween party planned for last Saturday, but the proverbial monsoon and wind just, plus the lights flickering, like, nope, we're not doing this. Just
too windy for a party, huh?
Well, it was dangerous on the roads, too, frankly. Like, coming home from the Ducks game last week after we got off the air, that was a mess, man.
So let's talk about you going out dancing.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are we going?
We are going to Revolution Hall. It is
Rev Hall.
80s, 90s, like, music video dance party attack.
No way!
Yeah.
Rad!
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm gonna go.
How
Please
apropos
do.
That it's rad. And no, you won't go.
I'll be there.
A lot of scantily clad men and women, I'm sure.
So. I like that he let off with men there.
Yes. Hey, baby. As you guys said earlier, Halloween is an excuse for everybody to go out and look sexy.
So it's a everybody will be dressed in 80s and 90s. Garb.
I think they encourage that, but I didn't see on the ticket that it was required. But yeah, I'm assuming most are showing up because they like the 80s and 90s.
I want Schulte in leg warmers. I want him in some sort of leotard.
Little Olivia Newton-John.
Maybe
action.
A half shirt involved there.
So wait, you know. Do they play the videos, like, is it just like a DJ?
Yeah, they've got a DJ in one room and then what's called a VJ in another, and they're playing the
is
videos.
Is it Carson Daly?
It is not. It is not.
TRL
they,
action.
They are trying to shout back the glory days of MTV, though, at least I saw in the ad.
So. Dude, that sounds kind of cool.
I'm excited.
Schulte's there to boogie.
Damn right.
I used to love to dance.
You used to?
I did, yeah.
I did see you dance at the White Owl once, and it was glorious.
Little known fact, I like to dance. Yeah. I just don't do it much.
I can see you at weddings.
Get you guys out.
I can see you being a great wedding dancer.
They're fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dancing's fun.
We got to get you guys all out. My wife would love that.
Well, I don't know about that. But
no,
I'm just kidding. Of course, Schulte, let's go dancing, all of us, all five of us.
Let's go, baby.
I'll be hanging out at the Eagle later tonight with a different kind of dance party. Should be fun.
We might end up there too. Who knows?
So I've got some viral vids we got to talk about here before we get to the Oregon duck that has been arrested by the FBI. Mm. Did you see this story?
I did see this story.
Two viral vids. One pertaining to nothing. Justin Herbert caught checking out with his groceries at Target, and it's the cutest thing ever.
What?
Well, somebody caught Justin Herbert at Target shopping and checking. He was at the checkout counter.
Oh.
Getting groceries at Target, and it's cute.
Okay.
He's like a $150 million NFL quarterback, and he's just at Target buying, like, Tide Pods.
Well, what would...
Well, Beyonce shops at Target.
What do you...
I think people I just think people find that kind of material relatable.
That's when, like, People Magazine used to do one of those where it was like, stars, they're just like us.
Yeah, like when you see them out there, you're like, oh, no, that's great.
So you thought Justin Herbert had gone beyond, like someone should be buying
Well, maybe his wife or the girlfriend that he's got, maybe she does it.
I don't think she shops it.
Maybe he's got a personal shopper. I'm sure a lot of those guys have personal shoppers.
Well, Amazon, bringing them right to there, you know.
Exactly. So seeing Justin Herbert out in the wild at Target buying... I don't know.
Tide Pods.
Gummy bears? It's cute.
Okay. I did not have that on my bingo card. Justin Herbert being cute buying things at Target.
Well, the other one, the other viral video from the NFL is one that is of Brian Schottenheimer's home.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, so Brian Schottenheimer.
Coach of the Dallas Cowboys, if you didn't know.
Correct. He told a story that he got a call from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said he was watching film, and then he goes back, he's done with his film session, and he goes back and he checks his phone, and he's got like a million calls from his wife and his, I think he said it was his nephew.
Okay.
And they're in his house, and there is an owl.
Oh, yeah.
In their house.
See it right here. That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
That's all I've ever wanted. How do
and
I get
it? It's a big ass bird.
Yeah.
So they are freaking out, and they call animal control or whatever. But there's a video of it.
Yeah, and the animal control nets it.
Yeah, they net it out of there. But the kid kind of tries to slap a towel at it for some reason, which is really dumb. I don't know why he did that. But they're freaking out. And Schottenheimer said, he said he called her and he said, you know what, honey, I'm going to stay at the condo tonight.
What? Schottenheimer did not, like, he couldn't deal with the owl?
Yes.
Now,
not a great dad move, dude. Not a great husband
move. That's kind of a coward move. But did he not want to deal with the owl because there was just too much going on, or was he afraid of the owl?
Does it matter?
I don't think it matters. No. I think that's right. I think, dude, you got to get home.
I think that's...
you have an owl in your living room.
He says, we're not very outdoorsy people, which is code for you're kind of a bunch of peas.
You're a wuss, yeah.
You can't handle an owl?
Well, you got to go support your wife. Well, I mean, you don't have to do anything with the owl. The animal control's coming over.
No, they'll just get help hide your
the
owl.
But you can't just you can't just call her and say, "Oh, I'll see you tomorrow."
I think we have a new line of questioning here, and that's Thursday. Dan Lanning comes on the program. Coach Lanning, you're at the facility. Panicked call. I think Sophia is the wife. Owl has invaded the Lanning household in your giant front door. Do you go home?
That's a good question. You should ask him.
I am. I'm going to ask that because I think there's some different things. How long does it take to get home? What are we dealing with?
Well, remember, Eugene, much smaller than Dallas.
Yes.
Schottenheimer's, apparently he stays at a condo when he's,
because he
works late.
Yeah, you're working late
and
hours.
He just stays at a condo. They have a condo there. So Dan probably doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So you would have to. We have to make it apples to apples.
I think you have to go home to deal with the owl.
I do, too. I think Schottenheimer's a bad guy. Well, he's probably not a bad guy, but that's a bad move, dude. You just left your...
It's a really bad
move. You left your wife high and dry.
Boy, I'll tell
She's
you what.
She's freaking out.
My wife would be pissed.
Yes, mine would, too. Mine would be like, you're staying at the condo regularly.
Yeah, for a while. I don't think you're allowed as a man to do the, well, good luck.
I'm out.
I'm staying
at
the condo.
We got a tough game on Monday, honey. I'll be at the condo.
I mean, you think
an owl. Of all the scary things that could invade your house, an owl, in fact, I think it'd be great. If an owl went in my house, my thing would be, how do we get the owl to stay? I'd be like, I think that's our owl now. I'd be setting up a little nook for it or whatever and try to get it to stay. How awesome would it be if you like, hey, what's that? This is my owl. Where'd it come from? I don't know. I just came home one day and it was there. I think you feed it mice.
Yeah, like rats or
little rats and mice and meeses and all that. Yeah.
I thought NFL coaches were supposed to be tough guys. Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, pretty weird move.
This is
pretty weird move.
What a pee move on his part.
The guy snapped at it with a towel.
Yeah, that was dumb. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why would you think to do that?
I don't know.
As a teenager.
It's not even a bat. It's an owl.
Yeah, just let it sit there.
Yeah.
It's and go, whoo. Well, the owls are pretty nasty.
Dude, owls are awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool birds. Yeah.
They are, but they're very, they can be hostile.
By the way, the Dodgers have struck the first two batters, K.
I would like to point out, as someone did on here, you literally hexed Shohei Ohtani.
I know.
He was having like the greatest run ever. And then you got on here and started bloviating about how great Shohei Ohtani was.
I have hexed everyone.
He hasn't done a damn thing since. He got roughed up in his outing. Like, you are an absolute jinx.
I hexed the Mariners.
Yeah.
I hexed Ohtani. And somehow, believe it or not, I also hexed the Blue Jays in the same series.
Really?
Yes.
How's that? Because I remember it was 2-0 and you were like, it's over.
This series or the last series?
The last series.
Yeah, dude. I hexed the Mariners when I said the Blue Jays suck.
Yeah.
How is this team even in the playoffs?
Yeah.
And here they are, one win from winning the whole damn thing.
Yep.
And then I hexed the Dodgers, but then I hexed the Blue Jays by saying the Blue Jays had no chance.
Yeah, you should just stop
talking. So basically the opposite of everything that I say happens.
So can you please, you need to...
What would you like me to say next?
Because this game needs, I want a game seven, so you need to...
The Dodgers are absolutely hosed.
There you go.
This game is already over.
That's what we
I do. Have seen them make contact. One, there's a foul ball, everything else has been a swing and a miss.
Good.
This game's over.
Thank you.
There's your game seven.
I appreciate that.
All right, first Chance arrested by the FBI, now an Oregon Duck, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, Joey Harrington coming up next. We will spend a segment talking about Halloween, and then we'll talk about the Ducks football. But we're going to talk about the Ducks football here, because apparently they're in bed with Chauncey Billups.
It's not going well for, well, I guess, I mean, it's only one ex-Duck.
By the way, all three Dodgers struck out in the top of the first.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're on the take and Shohei's ex-interpreter is behind all of it?
Oh, old Hiroto or whatever his name was?
Yeah, I forget his name. What do you think? Well, it's pretty inexplicable what's happening.
They
to them.
Can't hit. Well, and that's all just breaking balls, and they can't hit them.
So the Ducks, former football player and self-proclaimed billionaire.
Yeah.
Cameron Colvin.
Yeah. He's like a Tinder swindler. He's defrauding old ladies.
Who lives in Surprise, Arizona, was arrested Thursday morning by agents from the FBI's Phoenix field office. Yeah. It's not old ladies, it's people he was dating.
Yeah, romantic, you know.
A spokesperson for the FBI did not immediately respond. In a 9-page federal indictment filed October 21, Colvin is accused of defrauding individuals of more than $1.25 million through purported investment opportunities and personal relationships, including with women he was romantically involved with.
So you're telling me he's not a billionaire?
The indictment stated, Colvin cultivated an image as a successful business mogul. He presented to clients that he had completed billions of dollars in real estate transactions when, in fact, he held no assets in his name and owned no real property.
No. Not good. So he's just a swindler. Loser.
I had no idea.
He had some shady stuff that had come out before this. Like, he was, you know, I don't think people knew that he was defrauding, you know, women he was dating or whatever, but he was making a lot of bold claims and trying to get involved in stuff. And I think a lot of people knew that the guy was full of crap.
Before his alleged fraudulent activities, Colvin was known for his inspirational life story.
Yeah, he lost his parents, right?
After enduring a series of childhood tragedies, including the drug-related death of his father and the murder of his best friend and high school teammate, he rose to national attention and joined the Oregon football team. In 2004.
Yeah, he was like a big 5-star recruit and never really did anything.
There was later a film, When the Game Stands Tall, about his high school program at De La Salle in California, which had a 151-game winning streak under former head coach Bob LeDuker. LeDucer? The Deucer? I don't know.
I like that. The Deucer.
The Duker.
I remember that movie. Jim Caviezel plays the coach.
Of course he does.
Well, and it's odd that you're making a movie about the, like, the trauma of losing a football game, and yet somehow they managed to overcome it.
Like, oh my God, there's an error.
Yeah, Muncy booted the ball.
Jesus.
They're on the take. They're on,
they are on the take. Mm-hmm. It's the only illogical
Johnson
explanation.
Johnson Phillips is involved in this.
You know he is. Mm-hmm. He's got time.
Albanian Bruce.
Needs money.
Needs cash.
So in a phone interview, the coach at De La Salle, LeDucer, said he had become suspicious of his former player after he made an impromptu visit in the De La Salle locker room during an away game in Las Vegas. He was all dressed up in real slick clothes like he had stepped out of GQ. So I started quizzing him, where have you been and what have you been up to? And he was pretty evasive, not giving me a lot of information. He did mention he was buying up businesses. I asked him what kind of businesses, and he was kind of hesitant to reveal anything. After college, Colvin attended training camp with the Niners, never made an NFL regular season roster.
I mean, he wasn't good at Oregon. I mean, he never did anything at Oregon. He was one of those guys that came in with a ton of hype and just never made it.
So he repeatedly referred to himself as a former NFL player, even though he never made a roster.
Yeah.
Following his playing days, he launched Camco Commercial, a Scottsdale, Arizona-based real estate and venture capital company that recently boasted of having $4 billion under management. Mm. The indictment notes that to further a veneer of a successful self-made businessman, he pledged $200 million to Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona, despite not having a dime to pledge.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's some balls. It's
no
one thing,
kidding.
You know, I'll give you $200 million.
Over the past decade, he has been repeatedly sued by former employees, business partners, and romantic partners.
And I think that's what I remember is there was a story a while back about that, about him claiming to be some high-profile guy, but he had a S ton of people that were suing him for bills not paid.
Yeah, apparently people just kind of got the idea that they weren't going to get paid even if they sued him, so they just stopped suing him.
Yeah. Hey, good strategy.
In March, a New York woman named Lori Miller filed a federal RICO lawsuit against Colvin, saying that he had failed to pay her back more than $1.1 million she had loaned him. God.
Yeah, I'm reading here. There's an article from Resident, a luxury lifestyle magazine, and there's a feature on him. And the amount of crap that they are spewing in this thing is unbelievable.
What all fake lies. Lies.
Yeah. He's currently developing a $150 million theme park in Scottsdale. It just goes on and on and on. It talks about his philanthropy, and it does say that he played for the San Francisco 49ers, and, you know, just... The dude's just a piece of crap.
Just putting himself out there like a head honcho, like a mover.
like a true businessman. It's just like, you are not any of those things.
What's amazing is someone like this, like, first off, you're a horrible human being, but like, you know, eventually, like, the bottom falls out of this.
And yeah,
yet
no
you,
kidding.
And yet you keep,
I wonder
you
if,
keep doing it.
I wonder if it's just, they just don't know anything. Like, they just, it's hustle. Like, they just don't know anything else to do.
This is a big hustle, though, Rob. I mean,
well, I just mean, he's desperate. Like, yeah. it's the only thing he knows. Like, he just, it's like a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme. It's like, you just, you're going one by one.
Yeah.
Like, I got to pay this person back. So I'm going to borrow from, or he'd never paid anyone back, but no. You know what I mean? I ripped this person off. So now I got to, that money's gone. I got to go rip off this. Like, it's just, I don't think they think. They just are hustling.
This article, transitioning from a successful NFL career to an equally successful venture in the business world. Like, what?
Did the reporter do any research? God.
And that's why I'm wondering, like, did he just write this himself?
No, seriously.
Like, I'm really wondering, like, did he just put this out himself?
ChatGPT, please write a glowing article about me. Make these details up.
He says his goal is to own an NFL, soccer, or NBA team in 15 to 20 years.
I'd want him as my owner.
Yeah.
Trying to fake it till he made it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe if you feel like if you just lie enough, eventually it comes around. But, you know, hopefully you go to prison for a while.
I think you're in a bad spot when your former high school football coach is suspicious of you. Like, those are the guys that are usually supposed to be on your side no matter what, right? Yeah. But when you come back to the locker room and he's like, what's up, bud?
I've just never understood the ability to just keep going, and there is no way out the other side of that tunnel, and yet you just keep going.
Well, like I said, I just think they're in too deep. That's all they know. Just trying to make it to the next day.
Someone says, was he dating Mr. Switzerland too?
All I remember about Cameron Colvin is he was the five-star guy who was a bust, and that was such a huge deal. It's like, we'd always use him as the shining example of stars. You never know, stars. Well,
at the time, he was one of the biggest recruits that Oregon had ever had.
At a position they never had had talent like that at before.
And we just held him up like, don't believe the star ratings.
Yep.
See, Cameron Colvin, don't believe the star ratings.
Well, in this case, just don't believe Cameron Colvin.
All right, Joey Harrington going to join us next. We'll talk a little bit of Halloween. I wonder what the candy situation's like at his house.
I bet you it's pretty good.
It better be.
I would think so.
I would expect it to
be on
point.
If I showed up at the Harrington household and they had Bush League candy, I'd judge.
And does he know how good Oregon is? We will talk to our friend Joey Harrington coming up next for his weekly hit. Courtesy of Mods PDX, but first here is Schultzy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quiet. Wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
Well, Oregon on its second bye week, but that doesn't mean J. Joseph Harrington doesn't show up, even though it's Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Well, thank you. I was a little bit, not concerned, but I was like, what are you insinuating that I'm not showing up? Or, but it was actually that I did show up. Thought we were starting off on like an undercut.
Kind of a backhanded compliment sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you, cool. Your kids are too old for Halloween, correct?
This is our last, foray into the, I've got one who is just, I think probably on his last year of trick-or-treating.
Hmm.
Is that a happy or sad time? Probably happy.
I'm not a big Halloween fan.
Me neither. What now? Yeah. If we come to your house dressed as stupid kids and ask for Halloween candy, what are we getting?
Well, obviously peanut M&Ms. I mean that.
Nice.
It's a great move.
Full bags?
Full bag or the fun size?
No. See, what we like to do is we like to overbuy on the fun sizes.
Mm.
That way you don't have to lock yourself into, if you know, you come up and it's like a full bag of peanut M&Ms. So that's great if you love peanut M&Ms, but what if you want like a small bag of peanut M&Ms and like two Reese's and a Snickers? Yeah. Like that way you can kind of mix and match.
It's a good call. It really is. Except in those fun bags of candy, there's always one bastard candy that no one wants. And I think they do it on purpose, like an Almond Joy or something.
Don't be knocking the Almond Joy now.
Well, here's the thing.
We've had this conversation. I know, Almond Joy is in the top five of Halloween candy.
It's not in your opinion, but the masses don't like the Almond Joy.
No. What you don't realize is they actually ask me for my opinion, and they're set precedent based off of that in the candy manufacturing community.
But you,
that is why they're in those bags.
You can admit that if we put a take one, you know, piece of candy bowl out and we get an array of candies, the one that will be left at the end is the Almond Joy. It's like the plain Lay's chip. Some people love the plain Lay's, but it will always be the one or the plain Frito that will be left.
Okay. And I think we can also start most conversations and end most conversations with the statement that most people are dummies. Right. Mm-hmm. That applies to pretty much. So if we take we've used that logic in so many of our conversations. And if we use that logic for this year, that says that most people are dummies by leaving the Almond Joy in the bowl.
Yeah. We understand. I mean, it's no big hunk. I mean, that's, we've talked about the Harrington family and their love of randos, including the Almond Joy and or the Big Hunk.
But wait, well, see, apparently I discredited your Big Hunk super secret information gathering.
That is true.
Mission. You're coming back to false information here. This is a false narrative. This is fake news.
Well, it was fake news that we found very reliable at the time. I mean, it was a Harrington circle of trust.
Oh, and I found out who the violator of that circle was, and let's just say we put the squash on that real quick.
Understand?
He's 6 feet under. So wait, isn't Almond Joy coconut?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, don't you just like coconut's pretty divisive? So if you like coconut, you like an Almond Joy. If you don't like coconut, you don't like an Almond Joy. Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is it's pineapple on a pizza.
Exactly.
It's very divisive.
Exactly.
People love it, and a lot of people are ketchup on a hot dog. It's one of those weird rando food things that people feel very passionate about for some reason, including you. Like, I mean, I could hear there was a tenor in your voice there. You do not like the slight of the Almond Joy.
You very nearly insulted one of my children. Like, that's how close we came.
But when's the last time you put on a Halloween outfit? Are you like at all when your kids were little?
We would do the family. We did the full Harry Potter.
Oh.
Jack was, this was, Emmett had a phase where he was going through the, he actually tested into the Slytherin house at first, but is kind of settled into the Hufflepuff. But he went as Malfoy, and Jack was Harry, and Emily was Hermione, and I went as, no, she was, sorry, she was McGonagall, and I went as Dumbledore. And then her sister was Hermione, and their daughter was Hedwig, and brother-in-law was Voldemort. And then brother was Hagrid. That's right. We had the whole thing going.
Slytherin is a poser house, by the way, just so you know. It's for, like, weird emo goth kids. I can't get on board with Slytherin. Ravenclaw for life.
Yeah, that's a pretty Ravenclaw thing to say. Pretty judgmental.
What is happening? I understand none of this.
Rob's out in left field. What?
What is your best?
Isn't this sports talk? What are we talking about?
I mean, talk about hot Quidditch talk. Yeah, I mean, if you got kids, we all had to go through the Potter thing, man. That's what happens.
What is your best Halloween costume ever?
Ooh.
Stumped him.
I got him. Doesn't everyone have a gold medal Halloween costume?
Like when you were a kid? They're like,
man, I really killed that.
Yeah.
Like I was really good that year.
100%. And there's a difference between, like, because you have your kid one and then maybe one when you were like an adult. You know, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you know, I honestly felt pretty good about my Dumbledore.
Yeah.
I was pretty good. I felt pretty solid in the Dumbledore. And this is going to be a I'm going to throw this out here, okay? We're that whole circle of trust, right? We're keeping it right here in the circle and all 63,000 people who are listening. There was a group of us that all dressed as our moms one year for Christmas or for Halloween.
That's pretty good. That's mm-hmm. phenomenal.
Huh. And I pretty much nailed the Valerie Harrington costume.
Oh, man. Now, can we talk about one or two key pieces that nailed Val? I need to know.
I think a sweater.
Well, first of all, it's I have Val's hair. Like I have just like just this thickish, poofish, you know, and so. You know, it was a very easy to make Val's hair. And then there was Val is very much in the jewel tone category, right? She has she has a theme. She has a place in which she is very comfortable and, you know, kind of knocked a few pieces of those out of the park. It was a good solid costume.
Nice. Did you use her jewels?
No, well, so not jewels, like jewel tone. Like she likes to wear a lot of like kind of like dark red, like reddish purpley kind of, and then there's like a
I was hoping that she had like a Navajo theme, like maybe some nice southwestern turquoise pieces, a big brooch, or possibly some sweater shoulder pads.
There was definitely shoulder pads involved, and there were a couple of big hoop earrings, I think, that were part of the ensemble. Maybe like some bangle bracelets at the time, you know, because this was in the 80s.
That's so good. Now, Rob, like, Rob is the ultimate non-Halloween. Have you ever dressed up, Rob?
As an adult, no.
Yeah, I was good. Like, college?
I don't remember. That was a fuzzy time.
Rob has blacked it all out.
I don't know. I remember a few childhood costumes. We'd have to make our own.
Yeah.
We were poor and cheap. You know,
well, we didn't have good costumes back in the day. You could just go down to Spirit and, and pull something.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
You had to get creative. Like, my mom made me a Smurf one year. It was a lot of hand.
I remember making a Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, I'm totally, now that you said that, I am completely changing my best kid costume. And because it was made by my mom, it was the Cobra, G.I. Joe, and then Cobra.
Yeah.
Right? The what are the villains in that? Wasn't that?
Cobra Commander. Exactly.
I was a Cobra Commander, and she, like, made the, like, cut out the symbol out of, like, felt, like, red felt, and I had, it was solid.
Yeah.
She crushed it that year.
Yeah, my mom was pretty good. Like, she would get creative with it, and she would make a lot of costumes like that. And then, one year in college, it was very disturbing, but we were having a party and we were trying to do, like, of course, offensive costumes. And I went as Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. And let's just say a nude thong was involved. And there was a certain scene of Buffalo Bill that I went as. And I won for most offensive costume. That was by far the most, it was the best and the worst thing that I've ever done for Halloween.
Yeah,
and you got to do the dance. You know, there's
we're gonna go ahead and leave it right there because somewhere where I don't want it to go.
Last Halloween question: what is Emmett? You said this is his grand finale
last year. Got to go out on top, right?
What is he leaving the house as tonight?
He is going as 3-time F1 World Champion Max Verstappen.
Whoa! Okay. So he's got the Red Bull outfit and everything?
He went full Red Bull, yep.
Got the helmet?
Got the cap. No helmet. We're going with the baseball cap and the zip-up suit. So,
nice. Yeah. Is Max Verstappen a good guy? I know nothing about him other than he dominates F1.
Yeah.
Do we know if he's a good guy?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's give him a call. See if he picks up.
You probably have him on speed dial, don't you?
Is he German? No. Where is he? What is?
No, he is.
I can't remember.
I'm looking it up now. He's.
Hold on. Dutch. Hold on. It's not Austrian. I saw this on the show.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
Are you guys using your computers?
He is. He's Dutch.
Dang it, I knew that.
He's a Dutch. He's a Dutchman.
He's pretty good at racing.
Yeah, it turns out that guy can he can turn left and right.
Let's get to something of lesser importance, and that is Oregon football coming up next.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're contractually obligated to talk to you about Oregon football. So how good is Oregon? Does Joey know? We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, we are back with Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX, who contractually obligates us to discuss the Oregon Ducks, even though it's a bye week, although the next game, Suk and I are already very excited for the Iowa game, just because,
the hospital wave.
Well, that I think it's a good environment. That's one.
Yeah.
Two, it's a good program, good team, but they're kind of like, they're a bit like playing one of the service academies where it's just kind of a novelty game. Like, you know the type of game it's going to be, and it's kind of fun to test your mettle in that way. You know what I mean?
You mean a boring,
yes,
non-offensive?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. See, for me, I would not call it a service academy game because service academies are limited, or they are truly limited in the size of the players they can get. Like, you're never going to have a dominant offensive lineman at the Air Force Academy because nobody, you have to be able to fit into an airplane. So nobody can be more than 6'4", 255 pounds. Like, that is the physics of it. At Iowa, see, this reminds me more of like the Wisconsin game from last year. The game where, like, you're going into some place that has been, you know, Big Ten, grinded out, power football for the better part of the last half century, and you know what you're going to get, but that product could also beat you. I don't ever think of going into Army or Navy or and think that they could beat Oregon.
I think it's
we watched the Wisconsin game last year, which was a, what, 8-4 team, an 8-4 Wisconsin team that dominated the tempo that entire game and had a chance to win it there in the fourth quarter. That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, the only my only comparison to Service Academy is just that this is it's kind of a game that's unusual. That's what I meant. Like, it's in no other way does it resemble the Service Academies. It's just a game, and you had one last year, like you said, the Wisconsin game. We thought we'd get more of these in the Big Ten. Turns out there haven't been, but Iowa, going there, you just kind of know what you're in for, and it's a cool, different kind of test.
Yeah. Would you call Stanford a service academy game?
No, but I think that's
not anymore. But back in the day, in the old Pac-12,
it was different.
They were different. Yeah, they were different than everyone else.
So you're just saying it's just different.
It's just a different type of game,
and that's where I go with this. Is this has a Stanford feel where. You know, Iowa.
Stanford was better. That's the thing.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying. Like, I've seen Iowa play a couple times this year. One, their offense isn't as bad as it was. They've changed offensive coordinators. They have scored points this year. Now, granted, it's not going to wow you, but they have the number one ranked offensive line by Pro Football Focus. And their two losses, they had no business losing to Iowa State. And with 2.5 minutes left in the game, they were tied with Indiana and were kicking a field goal to take the lead. And then it kind of got away from him in the last couple minutes. So I'm just saying, Iowa is going to be outside of what Indiana was, which obviously we know how that went. This is going to be by far Oregon's biggest test of the year.
Well, and it's a good thing that Oregon is playing their best football right now coming into. wait a minute.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. If they play the way they did against Wisconsin, they'll get beaten.
I don't know what happened. Like, we were sitting there in the stands looking at each other like, what the hell is going on here?
They caught a case of Big Ten offense. Yeah, it's contagious.
How concerned are you about the offense?
I'm not concerned. I am a little befuddled. Look, if this was a week out, you know, since the end of August, I'd be concerned. This was a really crummy offensive game in a really crummy TV did not do justice to how terrible it was to play in those elements.
Yeah.
It was bad. And granted, it wasn't raining sideways at the start of the game, but by the second quarter, it was it wasn't pleasant. So, yeah, do you have to chalk some of it up to that? Sure. I'm most concerned, or I guess left the game most concerned, but it sounds like everything's going to be okay with Dante's face. But it sounds like things are going to be okay there. So yeah, I'm not worried. Every team has a bump like this. There are very few teams that go through start to finish and walk away from every game saying, "Yep, that was exactly what we wanted to do." That's the point of playing is figuring out how to adjust, figuring out how to deal with, let's say, adversity, but deal with not being perfect and still coming out with a win. So I'm not worried.
Do you know how good they are?
Oregon?
Yeah. Do we know? Or I guess maybe we'll find out in November. Three pretty big games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you could. So I'm not going to downgrade the Penn State game in the way that I think a lot of people are going into Happy Valley on a wideout night game against a very good football team at the time. Were they as, you know, were they the number two team in the country? No. No, they've shown that they weren't. I do think there's a little bit of getting the wind knocked out of their sails by Oregon. But yeah, and then losing to Indiana, I don't know. I think they still have the potential to be a really, really good football team this year. But this stretch it's going to be a gut check time over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
What do you think is the toughest game left?
Well, I would say this week.
Well, next week.
Well, yeah, good point.
More so than USC or Washington?
I just don't want to say it. I don't want to say Washington. Like, it just pains me. That's why I'm hesitating. Is about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was like, this Washington team is being overlooked. I'm assuming they're finally into the top 25.
No, not yet.
No, they're not.
Yeah, right. They're also receiving votes.
Like, this is a team that had Ohio State, what, 17-14?
Mm-hmm. It was a one-score game.
Fourth quarter.
Yep.
Oh, this is a good football team. Yeah. And did they look as good? You know, the eyeball test at the beginning of October told me that Oregon was a better team than Washington. The eyeball test right now, I don't know, on the road in Seattle. Like there's a lot of things that could go sideways in an environment like that, and that one makes me nervous.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was looking at the start of the year, and some people are giving me crap for it, but I thought Washington would be good. I don't think they're elite. I don't think they are, but you looked at their schedule and I said, there is a real path for them to be 9-2. And unless there's a major upset here, they're going to be, you know, a touchdown favorite in their next three games. They should be 9-2 with Oregon coming in there, and, you know, funky things happen in rivalry games, end of the year, that crowd's going to be nuts, and that's going to have real playoff implications. And I think Oregon is significantly better than Washington, but that is not going to be an easy place to go up and have that game. And who knows what the weather is going to be like in November. Yep. And, you know, as a fan, those are the sort of rivalry games I want to see. And I think, because I was up there 2 years ago when they had the game in Seattle, the, you know, Bo Nix, and when Washington played for the national championship. And, you know, when Autzen or Husky Stadium are rocking, those are as good of environments as you can find in the country. And I know Autzen is a special place, and Washington has certainly lost some luster. But when it's cranked up, that, again, is an unbelievable place. And what more could you ask for than a playoff spot potentially on the line, two bitter rivals, end of the year, last game? Sign me up for it. Let's go.
Yeah, it's going to be cranked up. I don't want to think about that. That's just like a month of like stewing, of like having it sit in your, like, why do you have to ask me that question? Why can't we just deal with the what's right in front of us, which is Iowa, which is good. Let's talk about the kids in the hospital and waving to them. And what a great, that's the kind of stuff that makes you feel good. That's the kind of stuff that I don't sit and like dread for the next month.
My friend went there when Washington played, I think it was last year at Iowa. And he says, it's a hostile place. Like, he was kind of expecting the whole Midwest, like, friendly vibes. He said, those Iowa fans, he said, they get after you a little bit. It is not all Midwest, nicey, nice kissy.
Yeah,
face.
But they wave to the kids.
They do wave to the kids. And then they said, then they tell you to go blank yourself. So he said,
not like Nebraska, where they'll welcome you in.
Right?
And,
yeah,
you know,
that's what
and
he
then
was.
They used to Nebraska used to beat the brakes off you, and then say, "God, you know, it's so really nice that you guys came. Welcome. They're I hope great. You come back again."
Well, and that's what he was. That's what he was expecting. Like, was that like all shucks kind of thing? And he goes, "Dude, it's kind of nasty."
Iowa's a little mean.
Yeah, he said Iowa's got like a mean streak that you don't expect from their fans, because you just think the whole hospital thing, but. He said, it's kind of a trip to see him like waving at kids and then 2 seconds later having them saying the most insulting thing to your wife possible.
You know what the best thing about Oregon football right now is doesn't matter
the
what
collaboration with Grateful Dead.
That's pretty good. I got something better. You have a coach who is only 39 years old, and you generally speaking, everyone likes him and thinks he's really good, and you know that he's not going anywhere. That's the best thing about Oregon football right now.
I could not agree with you anymore.
I mean, that is amazing. Yeah. The stability.
Dan Lanning wants to be in Oregon.
Yeah.
And that is the best feeling as an alum, as a former player, as a, you know, anybody connected. Like, for so many years, we felt like people were using us and using our brand and using our visibility to get to where they wanted to go. Dan wants to be here, and that's all I've ever wanted.
Yep. And he's only 39. He might be here for 40 years.
Ooh.
20 years.
There you go. Whenever, that'd be awesome. Whenever someone says they want to be there, I just think in the world of college football, dude, if someone's there for 10 years, consider that a win. Guys just don't. I mean, you still have like the Kirk Ferentz's of the world and Kyle Whittinghams, but it's a different world. It's a different world where, you know, it's like being married in Hollywood. If you're married in Hollywood for 10 years, you basically have been together forever. And then
the best part though, and what's so different, like people are using, whether or not you want to go somewhere else, whether or not you want to go take the Florida job, or whether you want, coaches will use that as leverage to get themselves another contract in the place that they are. What I love about Dan is, hey, do you want to go? No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to be right here. There's no wishy-washy. There's no avoiding the question. There's no insulting the reporter who said, now, why would you ask me something? Like, no, I don't want to go. That's what I guess there was a little bit of frustration around that a couple of weeks ago because he's said it so many times. But point is, you know where he stands. And that's the best part. That's the best thing as a player is to know exactly what your coach is thinking.
All right, enjoy Halloween. Don't get spooked.
I'm going to try not get spooked by the bowl of candy that's sitting over there right now.
No, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
You walk by it, and it's like, oh, you know what? It's just a little mini size. You know, it can't do any damage.
Yep.
Yeah,
can't really.
Until you realize you've had 7 of them, which now equals 2 full-size candy bars.
You open up the garbage, and there's like 11 wrappers in there. It's like, dang it.
So dangerous.
All right, sir. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
See ya.
All right, that's Joe Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. To kick off the club, ridiculousness about ridiculousness.
See what you did there.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
What the heck?
I don't know.
We will get to that next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.